Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Midan.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Thursday, the 20th of October, 2011.
20th. It's the 20th.
I refuse to accept how quickly this year is going by. I refuse.
You know what? It's been pretty crazy. But anyways, episode 7.27, the Week 7 preview show.
A lot of sevens in there. That should be a lucky week for us.
It is a lucky week for us.
We're here in England.
We are having a great time in England.
Time of our life. Penny Hill Park is, if you guys ever get a chance to go on vacation and have just a boatload of money to spend, we recommend the Penny Hill Park Hotel and Spa.
Well, Jeffrey, and since we've been here in England, American football today received official recognition in the
House
seat
of Parliament.
British government.
The House of Parliament officially recognized American football.
The all-party parliamentary group for American football was launched while we were here, baby.
Yeah, the same day that Gaddafi's killed and we drive by the Libyan embassy. It's a big day.
That was pretty weird.
That was weird. We don't know what's going on, and then we find out, oh, my gosh, Gaddafi's dead.
So we're –
crazy
since
day.
We don't, once again, have any sounds to play.
No.
We're not going to do the
– it's a soundless show.
Intro.
We won't do
this
properly.
Let's just get to it. We got 13 games again, six teams on a bye. Buffalo, Cincinnati, the Patriots, Giants, Eagles, and San Francisco 49ers all taking the day off this weekend.
They're taking several days off.
Well, that's true. They kind of get the week off.
They get the whole week off.
But we got 13 other games, Jeffrey, and if I am reading this correctly, you and I could either differ on no games, one game, or as many as nine. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I really doubt we differ on nine because he's looking at my picks, and I would double dog dare him to have us disagree
have
on that many games because that means my lead overall will go through the roof, and my ability to pick the challenge game this week will be so simple it won't even be funny.
Really?
Really.
Because the only game I believe we're going to disagree on, I'm okay with you making that the challenge game. I'm pretty good okay with that.
So you're not going to take D.C., it sounds like.
No,
because
I'm,
you wouldn't be okay with taking
I'm
Washington.
I'm not going to be okay with taking Washington.
Yeah, Steven and I, believe it or not, we actually talk off air.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do. Let's get to it, Jeffrey. First of all, we'll start
NFL
with
news. Big news.
NFL news.
No, I do that.
Yes.
Rumpf.
Bing, bing. All right, as we said, the all-party parliamentary group for American football launched seat of British government, Jeffrey, group for the sport of American football. How did that just
– what?
We tried to get some of the Brits to explain to us the significance of what this means.
They couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't. So we're
certainly not sure what it means.
Yeah, I see David Cameron on my television right now, but I suspect that's not what he's talking about.
He's
probably talking about the Gaddafi thing
everybody's
still.
Everybody's talking about Gaddafi.
However, you know what? As it should be, Steven,
This
announcement that is supposed to be such a big deal
is
going to be overshadowed by the killing of Colonel Gaddafi.
That's bad
and
news.
Because this is – all this is really – and we have it from several British sources that this is essentially a vote of confidence in the agreement that was struck between the NFL owners where they agreed to extend the agreement to five more years of having American football matches over here. And so what you had was the British government saying, yay, American football, we like it too.
Well,
that's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, but so I don't understand the MP and the officials.
Ministers of Parliament.
But why do they get into –
Stephen, our own Congress will have resolutions saying that Bob Smith was a terrific guy, and they'll pass a unanimous resolution in the House and
saying
Senate.
That Bob Smith.
Yeah, and they'll make this document, and he'll hang it in his office.
Awesome.
His family will get very teary-eyed.
Awesome.
And I would just say, you know what? That
Can
was a bunch of hooey.
Can we have our government then say that NFL Rants and Raves is a great new sports network?
We could, and it would mean the same. It would mean absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely. But it would look really nice in the cave.
In the cave.
It would look awesome. Absolutely.
Speaking of the cave, we got our first official – here, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
official 2011-2012 Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders 16-month calendar.
May I read some of the comments to our good listeners?
You read the front one, I'll read the back one.
Okay, well, no, the back one's the good one. Picked the good one. This just simply says, cheers to NFL rants and raves with an exclamation point.
That's the front
point.
Of the calendar. It's got
and
1, 2,
I especially
3,
like
4, 5,
the letter
6, rave, 7. Seven very nice Tampa Bay Buccaneer cheerleaders there.
Hello, ladies. We'll see you on Saturday.
And then on the back, where there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very nice Tampa
and
Bay
And by the way, I like that Raheem Morris today in his press conference quoted what she is wearing across her buttocks and across her boobies.
So the Tampa Bay Bucs cheerleaders are wearing these scantily clad bikinis, Jeff.
Yes.
And they say stats are for losers. And so she autographed the back of this. She said, stats are for losers and pirates do something. Love the Tampa Bay Buccaneer cheerleaders. Yes, TBBC. It's because we had told them the story.
Yes.
About how
we didn't
tell
them the story
a couple years ago.
We actually got down on the floor
and
posed.
That's right. And we posed. And
oh,
every single cheerleader has autographed this calendar, Jeffrey.
Yes.
And it's not like
Cynthia
a stamp.
And Sarah.
They
and
are
Kendall.
Actual
keep going.
Autographs keep going. Kendall.
And Rebecca and Monica and Holly and Jamie.
And Brittany
and Casey and Ashley and Maria.
Maria.
How do you solve a problem
Hello?
Like Maria, Stephen? Holy
Ooh,
cow.
Let's get past her. Then we've got Kara. You probably don't like that.
I don't like that she's using
like
my daughter's name.
And
Jessica B.
That is a very
That's
nice.
Naughty.
And Jessica
and Kelly,
Kelly
with
and
an
Darla
I.
Faye.
Darla Faye.
Like
Hi, Darla Faye.
That's
Darla Faye.
And Lauren. Yes. And Elisa
oh,
and
I mean,
Taylor
that's Nikki. I
and
it
Jessica
said
and Nikki. I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say
Millie and
Amber
and Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. So, anyways,
what's up with
this
Lauren's
is definitely
outfit? Let's
going
go into the cave.
Ashley,
we will dismantle
Megan,
that. And
Paige, Faith, and Casey.
You know, it's eventually going to look like
single
is
one
autographed.
Autographed this.
It's going to eventually. It's going to the Rave Cave is going to look like an auto shop.
It's going to be. So this is the first official. A team
Babelicious tchotchke
that goes up into the Rave Cave, right? We put it
we
up.
Got all
we
the helmets.
Home.
I don't know.
Well, the helmet. Yeah, but they're not. This was given.
This was
to
a
us
gift
by.
It's a major award, Stephen.
It is a major award. The helmets we purchased. They were given.
Richard
to us.
Purchased them. Well, as he will be quick
there
to point
you
out.
Go. All right, let's get to a little bit more NFL news. Now we
Jerome
talked about,
Harrison.
We talked about the trade between the Eagles and the Lions. Well, that is now done.
Can we say thank God that didn't go through?
That's true. It didn't go through because Harrison had some health issues, and now we're finding out there's some pretty serious health issues.
Seriously, it was in the medical exam that was done with the Philadelphia Eagles doctors giving newly acquired running back Jerome Harrison his physical that they discovered a brain tumor that had been undiscovered up until this point, and sources are saying this potentially was a life-saving discovery for Harrison.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very unfortunate for some of the members involved. Ronnie Brown, you know, would have liked to have been moved on with his career, but and Jerome Harrison would like to be playing football instead of in doctor's offices, which
right.
is where he's going to spend the next several months. But they believe that this should save his life, and he could possibly even play football again.
Yeah, well, it's pretty sad news. Obviously, you know, that both teams were expecting this trade to go through. But the sad news is that Harrison, is this physically hurt that obviously the trade didn't go through, but that now is irrelevant. Now his life is in question. But we're finding out right now what we're hearing, Jeffrey, is that although he may not be able to play football anymore, he's going to be okay. They'll be able to
yes.
to cure.
They'll be able to treat it.
Treat it, yes.
Right, absolutely.
So we're sorry there for Jerome Harrison. That's some pretty bum news.
Yeah, it is. Elsewhere in the NFL landscape.
Yes, there is trouble in the desert, Jeffrey, in Arizona.
We already knew that, Stephen.
Larry
I'm the guy who
Fitzgerald.
Said, what?
He wishes for a legitimate number two wide receiver.
And this is news?
Well,
I've always assumed this much.
He told
he had Anquan
the
Bolden.
Arizona Republic this week, here's the one small thing that everyone forgets about when Kurt was here. We had this other guy. What was his name?
Anquan Bolden.
Oh, yeah. Anquan Bolden. I think he made a couple of Pro Bowls or something like that. He was a decent player around these parts. I wasn't here by myself.
I hear sarcasm.
I had some talented guys around me. Now, yeah, there was some sarcasm there in those lines.
Now I don't have anyone near me.
And, well.
And guess what? Our team reeks out loud.
Well, let's see here. Let's put three guys on Fitzgerald and force Cobb to beat us with Bumblebee Tuna 1, Bumblebee Tuna 2, and Bumblebee Tuna 3.
Oh, Bumblebee Tuna 3, that's his sister, by the way.
Yes.
Bumblebee Tuna's sister.
And right now, the other teams that are, you know, taking Fitzgerald away, they're winning. Because, you know what, Bumblebee Tuna 1, 2, and 3 aren't cutting it.
No, they're not.
Would you like to know who those...
I would be shocked if I could name one of them,
Name
Steven.
One,
I would be shocked, honestly, if I could.
Don't say Stevie Breston.
No,
he's
I'm not.
Kansas City.
And I'm not going to say Stevie Breston, and I'm not going to say Beanie Wells, even though he catches the majority. I would guess that the majority of the passes caught were Beanie Wells out of the backfield.
Okay.
Because that's how strange their offense has become. They don't have. They don't even have a tight end anymore of any relevance, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, they brought in Todd Heap, but you
well,
know,
I thought they had Heap, but now I don't
well,
recall
Heap
being in
he
the equation.
Let's just say he's not. Turning out to be the tight end they thought they were getting.
Well, why don't you shock us, Steven, and break it to us?
Well, you can't name one wide receiver from Arizona
okay.
other
yes,
than
Yes, early
Larry
Doucette.
Fitzgerald.
Early Doucette, okay?
Doucette, yes.
Because he's all over fantasy waiver wires always. That's the reason why I know of him.
Because of fantasy football, you know. Well, Andre Roberts.
Don't know.
He's in his second season.
Chancey Stuckey. There, I just looked
Chancey
one
Stuckey
up, and
like
I know of him.
He's fifth on the depth charts.
But honestly, Stephen Williams, I've never heard of him.
And DeMarco Sampson.
DeMarco Sampson, never heard of him, and he played at San Diego State.
Yeah.
So we actually had a reason to hear about him.
Well,
never heard
Sampson's
of him.
A rookie. It's his first season in the league.
Jeff King, I've heard of at tight end.
He's the tight end that's pretty much taken the snaps away from.
Rob Hausler, no, never heard of you. Jim Dre, never heard of you.
So we can agree with Fitzgerald then, right?
And Beanie Wells has four catches.
He's got a legitimate concern. It's
yes.
not just, I'm going to say stuff just for saying stuff.
Well, no, here's the deal. Larry has, I'm looking at stats now. He has 27 catches, which is not very many for him, for 427 yards. Early Doucette has 21 catches for 309 yards. I mean, that's basically his average is better than yards per reception, 14.7. And 15.8, they're comparable. But the fact is, just Early Doucette, it just doesn't have the hands. And he doesn't have the size that Larry Fitzgerald does, which is what makes him such a stud primary back. Or receiver, sorry.
Right.
So, it's a mess. And Larry's right, but we know that.
Fitzgerald,
and I write that in my what are my powerful rankings?
Powerful
my powerful
rankings.
Poor Larry Fitzgerald.
Which your powerful rankings for this week are struggling to get up.
But they're finished.
They are.
Steven has seen them, so we have evidence that they're here. We're just really busy.
They
guys,
may have
we
to
leave.
Get up, like, on the flight home.
Okay. But we leave here in the – we leave the hotel maybe 8. And
we
then,
left a little before 8 this morning.
And
it
we
still
get,
wasn't early enough.
And we get to the metro station, and we get downstairs, and we see that the train that we need is closed.
Yeah, that was
And they're telling everyone to go above ground
and
to
we're like,
bus.
Yeah, right. Like, we know where to even catch a bus.
But they said, well, it's real simple. Go around that corner, take a right, and then another left, and then look for another 83 or 184 bus.
Okay, great.
And then you'll take that
and
to this place to transfer.
We turn the corner, and there are like 8 million buses.
And 8 million people who are all fleeing the subway stations
exactly.
because the train's closed. And so we basically just made the bus to Bucks practice this morning. Thank goodness we made it because we had a great day at Bucks practice.
Thank you, Ann.
Oh,
very
Anne's
nice,
the dearest. I don't know what to
I
call her.
I don't want
her.
To say old lady.
She's an elderly woman. She's an elderly woman.
Jeff tackled.
I tackled her, but she had it coming. In
Dude,
all fairness.
Oh, God. I won't even go into that story. Anyway.
Ask me about it in private, and I'm more than happy to share the story with you.
Right.
But, yes, I tackled an elderly woman that wasn't very
about
tall.
It right now. Finally, Jeffrey, real quickly before we get to our picks. Got to talk about this Rex Ryan, Norv Turner, brouhaha. What is it with coaches going on right now? Coaches are just going at each other.
Well, at least it's not Joe Namath anymore for the Jets saying
right.
really stupid things. It's now back to Rex Ryan
well, okay.
saying
Rex
really
Ryan
stupid things.
Basically said, you know, they got the Chargers this week, right? And Rex Ryan was asked about it, and he said, look, had he been given the job, the Chargers job, back
which
in 2007.
Which apparently he interviewed for?
Yes, A.J. Smith interviewed him.
Correct.
For the position. He said, had he been handed that job, he would have won a couple championships. He would have
a couple Super Bowls, a couple rings.
A couple rings. Cause yeah. Because he says, Jeff, those teams were
They're loaded.
So, kind of interesting how he kind of takes a shot at Norv. And
he
at the same time,
North, AJ kinda, Smith and Mike Tannenbaum.
And Tannenbaum at the same time.
Yeah, you just took one swipe with your big fist and knocked down three guys, one of whom is on your team.
Open mouth, insert.
Insert
foot.
Stomach.
Insert another foot.
And insert now insert your leg while you're at
somebody else's foot. And since you kind of have a foot fetish, your wife's foot.
Oh, and, Steven,
oh,
you didn't
go there?
You didn't
go
there.
I went there.
It's my place to cross the line, not yours.
I'm sorry. I'm in London.
People expect it
so
of me.
When I'm in London, I'm crossing lines, baby.
I see. Mind the line. Mind the line.
I am crossing lines. I'm sorry. Am I getting too loud there?
No, you're
did
fine, actually.
Loud?
You're perfect.
All right, good. Because if I get a little crazy, you've got
to boost me in post-production. I know we don't sound the same. That's because we're choosing to do things as efficiently as possible because we're so busy.
As quickly as possible. And
we have a lot of stuff.
Without all of the technology that we normally have when we're back home.
In the Rave Cave, we are loaded with technology.
I don't think you guys understand how technologically advanced the Rave Cave is.
So when you ask, could you just pan it a little bit more to the left or right? I say no.
You don't understand.
Because there's a reason for everything.
Yes. So then.
So leave us alone.
All
we're
right.
in a really B-mood, so leave us alone.
So Rex Ryan felt that he might have crossed the line. So he calls Norv Turner.
Yeah, on the telephone.
To kind of clarify what he was saying. Basically, he was just trying to say that, you know, he was giving the Chargers a compliment, the organization.
It was just a compliment.
Well, that Norv Turner, when he got the call, he hadn't seen the
comment. Rex, that is so kind of you to call. I mean, I really appreciate that,
bro. And then he sees the quote, and he's like, well, you know what? Then he throws it back out.
Compliment my beep.
And then Norv Turner's like, well, you know what? Maybe someone should ask Rex about those rings that he's won for those teams that he's been guaranteeing winning Super Bowls.
I guarantee that we'll be in the Super Bowl this year. Rex, you haven't gotten there.
As Kara would say, burn!
Burn! Burn!
Burning them up.
Young people
these days. So now it's kind of like, I can't wait. So now midfield, you think they're going to throw down?
I think like, LaDainian's going to come out and offer a peace offering, and they're going to sing Kumbaya at midfield.
Rex Ryan enters. Norv Turner enters.
And it's just like Bob
Lang.
Bob Lang had to come between Jim Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh.
Who's going to come?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Really?
Is going to come between them and say, can we all just get along?
He's getting the start. You know that, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
The LT's getting the start in this game.
Rashawn Greene, as he should have been for
my
weeks.
Money, if it's Rex and Turner midfield,
Rex.
My money's on Rex. Dude.
Oh, my money's on Rex twice on Sunday. Norv, you know, I'd take Norv if I was playing cards, maybe.
I want to go fishing with Norv.
I'd love to go fishing with Norv. Play cards with Norv.
Rex, I want to take to
a
club.
Yeah, I want to have a beer with, and then I want to go to a club, pick up some girls, have them slap us in the face and call us pigs. And then we go home and we laugh about it the whole way home.
That would be awesome.
That'd be
that
Rex.
That would be awesome. That's Rex Ryan. So anyways, I saw the story and I'm like, you know, it's kind of weird because we kind of get stories late.
Oh, we get stories early in some cases.
Depending on
the hour. Well, because we're actually starting summer. We're working with the beat writers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, Roy and Rick. And Roy and Rick put some stuff out on Twitter when it's the middle of the night in America. And
we get that.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were there. We heard that. I can't believe you talked to him afterwards about that. I got to talk to Josh Freeman today for like 5 minutes.
That was
just the
cool.
two of us.
Yeah.
And that was very, very cool. Guys, get out on Facebook. If you're not part of the 1,700 out there on Facebook, come on.
Get out there.
Because seriously, I put pictures up.
Great pictures up there.
I put up interview quotes, and I put up great quizzes.
And if you haven't seen the 5-minute football fixes that we've done while we've been here in London, you got to go out and see that stuff. First of all, the setting that's behind us.
Penny Hill Park.
Penny Hill Park. And tomorrow we're doing a 5-minute football fix from the Oval.
Yeah.
So that you definitely want to catch that.
Oh, and by the by,
yes,
since this will be up in time, just want everyone to know, we're scheduled for live pitch side from the Oval tomorrow with the Chicago Bears.
That's right. We forgot suits.
We got to be fancy guys tomorrow.
Iron.
You got to iron. See, it's one thing after another here.
I'm going to go blue tomorrow. I'm going to go purple Sunday. I'm going to go blue tomorrow. What? Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's good radio, Stephen.
It is.
Picking out your wardrobe.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know what?
That's good radio.
Send me Stephen at RRN. Should I go purple for game day or should I go blue for game day?
Or should he just shut the hell up?
That too. If you don't want to know about my wardrobe, I'll shut the hell up. Anyways, Jeffrey, here we go.
Let's get to the
game. We're starting. You know what? Are we even going to break him out? We're breaking
him out. Yeah, I broke him out.
Yeah,
you just accept my breakout. You don't like it, but accept it anyway.
Do I just accept the breakout and just move on with it?
Harumph. I just harumphed.
That's not the way it is.
Harumph.
Bing, bing. And it's El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
That's probably what got the neighbors upset.
Is that what it was?
That, probably.
But we didn't do that last podcast.
You sure?
We were doing five-minute football picks. We were just doing five-minute football
picks. Was that it? Oh, yeah. You're right. But we still got the neighbors called the cops on us.
Neighbors called. They narc, dude.
Yeah, I know. Come on. I'm up 5 o'clock this morning, and the neighbors are watching TV.
All I remember is our honeymoon in Jamaica.
Yeah,
when during the orientation of, you land in this resort.
They orient you to your honeymoon? You didn't know what to do during your honeymoon?
Orientation of the room and, the surroundings there in this really cool resort on the beach.
Okay.
And they tell you, before you go and call the front desk about the noises coming from around the rooms, man, remember that it is open air rooms and you are Jamaica and there's couples here honeymooning.
Making sexy time. He insinuates it.
He insinuated.
Honeymooning.
Honeymooning. So do not call if you're hearing the noises. It happens here in Jamaica.
Nice. Well, see, I've always been taught with conflict resolution.
Yeah.
You go to the person with whom you have a conflict first.
So you're saying you got a problem with your next door neighbor.
You go to your neighbor. You don't call the cops.
Yeah.
And when the neighbor says, screw you,
then
you
call the cops.
Then you escalate. You don't start off escalating because then you got nowhere to go. You go nuclear before you know it.
Yeah. Well, dude, I just thought that, I locked him out now. He's not coming in.
We actually had security come into the room unannounced.
Well, we couldn't hear him knock on the door because we had the headsets on.
And if you ask our neighbors, because we're being too damn loud.
Apparently.
So, let's start off with the Atlanta Falcons at the Detroit Lions. 3-3 versus 5-1. This is a morning game on Fox. The Detroit Lions are finally favored in a game at home against a good team.
Yeah.
The tide is turning here, Steven.
Maybe.
I'm a little. Perhaps.
I'm a little.
It's possible. See, if Steve would do his homework, I sent this file to you what time last night?
I don't know. I was sleeping.
No, it was about 8 o'clock last night.
I was posting a video.
I know. But
when you're over there doing all of the.
I'm downstairs
when
smoking
you're over
a
there
pipe.
Working on your pics because my pictures are important. I have to
my pics
are
important, and now I'm chasing Mort.
And I'm
Mort.
Over here working.
I'm 5 games behind Mort.
Not Mort.
Yes.
Golic.
Oh, Golic. It's worse. It's Golic. If I respect more, it's a reporter. Golic's a former player.
It's worse.
it's worse. Golic.
All right. So the Atlanta – see, you've got the Detroit Lions.
I've got the Detroit Lions.
I just know because I can
– Roar.
Look over it.
Roar. Roar. Roar.
But I – see, I
the Falcons may have righted the ship.
They might have.
I totally agree with you, Steven, and I'm nervous about this game. That's what makes it juego grande estupendo de la
semana. But the Detroit Lions are at home, and they're favored by 3.5.
I don't care about the line.
Well,
I care about the Lions, but I don't care about the line.
Well, we may differ on two games.
Steven, you need to just actually make your picks before we start the show. See, that's the thing. Certainly,
I had taken the Lions
22 minutes into the show.
I had originally taken the Lions.
But you're chasing me in picks, and so you got to go out on a limb?
It's not about chasing. I don't care about chasing.
Which we need to announce to the world how far up I am on you if I'm up by double digits yet.
You are not up by double digits.
How do we know?
You're up by 6.
How do we know?
Because I know. I actually follow week to week. You just care about the current week.
No, I care about the big picture, baby. I want to put you in the rearview mirror where objects
are
closer than they appear.
You are not putting me in no rearview mirror. And the challenge game, it's now just 2 games, all right?
I understand that, but
so,
I get a pick this week.
Yeah. If there's only 1 game that we differ on.
Then it becomes a default.
There you go. And I'm going to stick you with the default. I got the Detroit Lions.
I think
the Atlanta Falcons still. You know what? There were about 5 teams this year that went all in. And they were the Atlanta Falcons were one of them. They went all in.
All we need is Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
That's all we need.
And now he's
I was talking to a player today about this.
Really?
It sounds so precocious and presumptuous. You know, I was chatting with one of the players. I can't remember which one today, but I was chatting with him, and we were talking about the Falcons. Who's played the Falcons most recently? Is it the Bucs?
No, the Falcons beat Carolina this past weekend.
The Falcons beat Carolina. So there must have been a connection somewhere.
Well, Tampa Bay did beat Atlanta.
Okay, so I was talking about the Packers game that we attended.
Right.
And just kind of catching the player up. Because, believe it or not, players don't obsess about other teams. They're very concerned about their own business.
Yeah.
And so I'm chatting with this player, and he says, you know, we got a tough division. And he says, you know, Atlanta, we don't know what to make of Atlanta. And I said, yeah, we were at the Falcons game, and it was pretty funny because I was watching them, and they just seemed to have lost their swagger. And the player got real interested. He was like, really? Is that what you think? I said, yeah, they didn't seem to have the confidence that they had. He says, yeah. He says, it looked that way to me. And he starts doing the math. He's actually going through their roster. They have everybody back that they had last year, virtually. And they added Julio Jones. The guy, it's like he's just reading the media the guide that comes out the beginning of the season. Because these guys are so focused on their team and the team that they're preparing for that they don't really consider a lot of other teams. And he was aghast. Yeah. It's like, why aren't they any better than this? They should
Look,
be really
they're,
good.
They're 3-3 right now. Julio Jones obviously might miss another week. He was out last week.
He did not practice.
Most likely going to miss this week as well. I think that Schwartz, based on how that game ended against San Francisco last week,
he's an emotional guy.
He's going to take some of that emotion. He's going to put a whooping on some Lions. I think the Lions come out a little bit fiercer this week. I got Detroit.
Okay. Games of the week. I'm sorry. Harumphanum.
Bing, bing. But that doesn't even say harumph.
That takes a lot of effort. Your bing, bing takes no effort. Bing, bing. Oh, that's tough.
Do you want to
do
the bing,
bing? Yes. Bing, bing. See how much simpler it is?
I know it is pretty simple. I want the bing, bing.
Exactly.
The San Diego Chargers at 4-1 travel to New York to face the Jets at 3-3. The Jets are home dogs.
That's right. Home
dogs
of the San Diego Superchargers. I would have been stunned this season if the Jets had been home dogs at all this season, Steven.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, before the season began, who would have thought that the Jets would be dogs at home? If they're playing the Patriots,
I certainly
maybe.
Because I thought they were winning the division. Now that's no longer the case at 3-3. They're in danger of even
falling
qualifying
to relevancy
for the playoffs.
Exactly. And
a couple
me,
more
Ryan
losses, especially early in the season, the Jets' season might be done before it even starts. You know what, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I like the San Diego Chargers. They're
I
coming
like
off
the
a
San
bye.
Diego Chargers, too.
They got some more healthy people to come help them out. Time for Vincent Jackson to, you know, heal. Ryan Matthews to heal. And the Jets just don't seem to have that
je ne sais quoi
that they had last year. You knew I was going there with the je ne sais
quoi. I didn't.
Whatever it was that they had last year, it's missing. And I don't know if it's the players have the whole Rex Ryan bravado of this team is good
I
guarantee we'll win a Super Bowl. It's just not having the same ring and the same effect to it anymore. I think the players have kind of like, you know, Plaxico Burress today coming out saying that, you know, he and Sanchez just aren't on the same page, and he can't believe why it's taken so long for them to get on the same page.
Why are they talking?
This
is crap.
Well,
I'll tell you why
they're talking, because Rex Ryan has an open door policy. He's like, you can say anything you want to the media whenever you want. If that's what you feel, you go out and say the truth. I would prefer you come talk to me first. But if that's what and I couldn't believe I saw another New York Jet go out to the media and talk about how he's not happy about how he and Mark Sanchez aren't on the same page, and he can't believe he's like, usually this was Plaxico. This is Plaxico versus actually what he said. I can't believe that it's taken this long. Usually one or two games, and I'm there ready with the quarterback. And he's like, me and Sanchez, we're not even on the same page.
Well, here's what's interesting. So Chris Jenkins, former Jet and now NFL television analyst, he criticized his former team on Wednesday, calling the Jets' locker room catty. He says it got that way because they cut their leaders. They let Damian Woody go, Sean Ellis go, they let me go, Chris Jenkins. Yeah. He says, and where is the leadership in this team? What you're starting to see is infighting and the kind of BS
right.
that happens on teams that lack leaders. LaDainian Tomlinson, we guarantee, is a veteran, but he's not a leader.
Yeah.
LaDainian's never been a leader.
No.
So I fear for this team. Like I said, in my most powerful rankings, where they fall to the – where they fell to 19th this week.
Wow.
Their win over the league worst Dolphins was uninspiring. And it was. And the Dolphins had everything go against them.
Yes.
And they won barely.
Yeah.
It's like, really? You could not hang more than 17 points.
It was pretty an impressive performance there by the Jets. But they got the W, and that's all that matters.
And look, now you're going to face the San Diego Superchargers, and they're just outside my golden medal ring.
The Chargers?
My medal ring, yes. They sit there at 7. They're not a medal team.
They didn't make a bronze.
If they beat up on the Jets
so you only
in New
got
York,
six medal teams?
I've only got 6 medal teams this year,
man,
this week.
I don't understand the whole medal thing. I'm still
It's just these are
I'm
teams that deserve to be in the playoffs.
I'm still, I don't know if I'm tired.
You are tired.
You but are I'm tripping with the medals because I don't get it. That's half of the teams that make the playoffs. You know, there's 12 teams that go to the playoffs.
I understand that there will be several teams that do not deserve to be in the playoffs, much like
Seattle last year,
who knocked off a great team.
They knocked off the Saints.
They knocked off a great Saints team.
Yes.
And the Saints, just this proves what we say all the time, you can never take a game lightly or you will lose.
Yes. You got San Diego.
I've got San Diego.
Can we move
They're
on
knocking
to Chicago,
on metal
Tampa
door,
Bay.
Please.
This is the game that should have been El Juego Grande because we are here. We are here.
That doesn't make
we
it
We are in
Juego
London.
Grande.
The Chicago Bears at 3-3 coming into Tampa Bay to face the 4-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wembley Stadium, a 10 a.m. start there on the Pacific Coast where we are so far from. 6 p.m. start here in London. And, Stephen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers find themselves 1-point dogs.
How the Bucks a dog after what they did in New Orleans last
How does a Fiongry team be underdog?
That is right. You heard him correctly. Fiongry. We are taking Raheem Morris's Youngry and we're changing it to Fiongry because after spending a couple days with this team, they are fun.
They're fun.
They are young.
Young.
And they're
and hungry.
Yes.
Fiongry.
And I could – this whole hungry thing, it's no joke. Because Donald Penn almost ate my hand today when I was
he
talking
He was
to
awesome.
He was.
I wish we could play interviews for you guys
now. There was a lot of fun.
We will get him up on the five-minute football fix. We'll wrestle him into that. We'll put some on Sky Sports News Radio as we get that stuff done tonight.
We'll put a lot of those
And
interviews.
We basically won't go to bed.
But the recording of Donald Penn we had, he was pretty cool. He was talking about Peppers and talking to someone asked him if he could be a rugby player. He just straight out said, no.
Nope.
Really? You couldn't? No.
Oh, that
I'll
was
watch.
That was up there with Raheem Morris today.
Yeah, you
Are you going to kick Tester?
No.
No.
Next question.
If I have to, I've got a guy that I think is pretty good, but I'm going to do everything in my power not to.
We're gonna directional kick and try to kick it out of bounds.
That was the best.
No.
Everyone all week has just been saying, oh, yeah, he'll kick to Hester.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, I can't believe until I hear from the coach. Yeah. And coach just says, no.
No. No.
All right, so Steve and I both, we like Tampa Bay, don't we?
Yep.
We like it. The biggest reason of all is Tampa Bay's been here. Chicago's not here yet. Friends, it's 6:30 p.m. on Thursday night.
Stupid.
And they don't arrive till tomorrow.
All right, Jeffrey, we've been here since when? We've been here since Monday.
Monday noon.
It is now Thursday.
Thursday night.
Today was the first day that I even kind of remotely felt okay.
Today was the first day that felt like a day to me.
Okay. Now, with the Chicago Bears not getting here till Thursday night, not having their first practice until Friday late afternoon, we're not going to get to the Oval till 3:30 tomorrow.
That's right. And why are we not at the Oval till 3:30? Because that's when their first
practice.
They've just put their bags away.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything else, and they're going to go out and practice. We saw it last year. Champ Bailey looked like a space cadet.
Well, he gave me the eye. Oh. So this year I'm kind of wondering which Chicago Bear is going to give me the stink eye.
Urlacher. You're going to ask him something stupid.
Well,
he's probably going to punch you.
Urlacher,
be at the Hollywood Cricket Grounds tomorrow, and they're not here yet. We had on the bus with us today, coming back from Bucks practice, two sharp Chicago
Bears
beat writers.
Chicago Tribune. And they just got here today, and they're
boy,
beat. And
they looked. If that's what we look like when she said we look knackered, if that's what knackered looks like,
that was knackered.
That's sad.
Yeah, the Dan, he was knackered.
Boy,
he was knackered.
Just
and he
looked
just,
messed up. And they're trying to figure
he's trying
out.
To get, he's trying to get the stats for me of all the games.
Right.
And I, wait a minute. Did you say
2009? No, wait. 2009 again was what? It's like you're drunk, but you're sober. Okay,
yeah,
you're just that tired.
So for the, you know,
and they honestly,
other than the fact that I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a much better football team, the fact that Chicago isn't getting here till Friday, they're not going to have their legs under them until Sunday night.
And Lovie Smith comes off with, well, you know, Sunday at 6 p.m. would be a noon kickoff for us. In Chicago?
It's not noon in Chicago,
welcome to,
Lovie.
Welcome to England. You're not in America anymore, Lovie.
Yeah.
You were on a long plane ride.
Well, maybe he's planning on keeping Chicago time. So they're going to be up during the nighttime and asleep during the day.
So why are they going to be with us at 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Ooh, that's not keeping
Chicago
time.
Do football players have 7 a.m. wake-up calls? 8 a.m. What time is 6? 9?
10 a.m.
Football
that's
players
a 10 a.m. practice.
Yeah, but the funny thing is they didn't just wake up.
No,
they've been awake all night on a flight.
I don't get it. I don't get it, and I think that's definitely going to hurt the Chicago Bears, regardless of what any coach or any PR staff person might say. This is the party line. We're doing it because we want to keep the same schedule that we would keep if we were practicing for a road game. As Bill Cosby saying, we're practicing for a road game.
For a road game.
And this is what we're going to do because when we travel on Friday, we travel on Friday.
And then we eat our Jell-O party.
Ha, ha, ha. And then, sorry, I don't buy it. I don't buy it from Bill Cosby. I don't buy it from you, Lovie.
But I do buy Jell-O pudding.
Yes.
It's good.
They're pretty good. We both got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The final game of the week, the Houston Texans at 3-3 traveled to
Tennessee.
You're
skipping over the one you don't want to pick. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's Houston and Tennessee. I'm tired, too. Houston, Tennessee. Keep going, man.
Okay.
You're rocking it.
The Tennessee Titans at 3-2. Titans coming off their bye week. And this is the early division lead.
Yep.
Winner of this game. Early division lead.
AFC
the
South.
Loser is going to look up and be like, I had a long way to go to get back
you
up
know,
there.
Peyton Manning had a neck problem, and I thought this division was ours.
You know what? Here's the deal. They're like, we lose this game, and Peyton Manning comes back next week. He
Holy
can still
God.
Win this division.
Yeah. They're holding it for you. They're keeping it warm for you.
So here's the deal. Indianapolis finds a way to win this week. Against the New Orleans Saints. That ain't happening, by the way.
Right.
But if they find a way to win this week, and then in comes Peyton Manning, and then he, you know, takes a nice 8-9 game in a row win streak, and they win this division.
Is it possible
Houston
that Peyton
is not taking it?
They can't. Losing Mario Williams and Andre Johnson, that is a 1-2 punch that I don't know if any team can recover.
Next man
from.
Up. Isn't that where Raheem Moore
is? That's what Raheem
if I
keeps
learn
saying,
anything from Raheem Moore, I'm going to be
Ernest Graham's gone
play for
down.
Raheem.
I mean, Ernest Graham's the next man up for LeGarrette Blount.
I was ready to. I was like, give me some shoulder pads, coach. I'll block somebody's shoe.
He's so cool.
He's
such a likable guy.
Give me some
guy.
Pads, coach. I'll play for you, man.
You know, when the beat writers
up.
Like you.
Yeah.
Then you're cool.
Yeah, I did. I asked Rick. I was like, he's always like that. Like,
yeah.
He's always like that.
Yeah.
I was like, that. You guys got a cool gig.
And then we had offensive coordinator Greg Olson. They said, oh, he's a little on the dry side.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Fun. Yeah,
he wasn't as exciting as Raheem, but who is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obama? I mean, seriously, you're going to have to go that crazy
to
find
to
somebody that's,
United
that,
States.
That is going to make you go, I'm hanging on every word, dude. I'm right there. I'm hanging on every word.
All right, Jeffrey. So, anyways, I'm a little nervous in taking the Tennessee Titans in this game.
You should be, Steven.
Because I'm on the Houston Texans bandwagon.
I've heard that.
But I need to find out, first of all, do we know Andre Johnson? Is he out for this game?
Absolutely.
It is official. Are you sure?
I don't have an official injury report, but no, I'm just telling you everything I've heard.
Just say it's a butthole.
Okay, it's a butthole, but it's a well-informed butthole.
I got the Tennessee Titans. they're coming off a bye. They're at home. They got everything to look forward to in this game. And the fact that they've got no Mario Williams on the other side of the ball to chase old Hasselbeck down. That's right. I said old Hasselbeck.
Old Hasselbeck.
It leaves me to believe that Houston's just not going to have enough to win this game.
I'm with Tennessee on this one, too. So we're going to get to the must-see games here real quickly.
Must-see game.
There's only two of them. Ding, ding.
See? It's easy, man. It's easy. Everything is easy. The Washington Redskins at 3-2 travel to Carolina. 1-5 Carolina Panthers, because nothing would be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game. Bump. All right, the Panthers have a Trisha special, upset special.
There's a few of them this week.
2.5-point favorites at home. I suspect this is where we're differing. I suspect this is going to be your challenge game, folks.
Lucky.
Write it down.
All right.
Because you are rolling with Cam, right?
Damn straight I'm rolling with Cam.
Rolling with Cam.
Couldn't be happier. You rolling with John Beck?
Rolling.
You rolling with John Beck on the road?
I forgot about Beck starting. Huh.
Really?
Beck.
Really? John.
You see what
John
Beck. Happened? No, the deal is Carolina Panthers are still the Carolina Panthers. Now,
and that
hear
means
me now
that,
and believe
that means
me later.
They don't know how to win. Am I hearing
yes.
you correctly? Because you're saying it between the lines.
Yes.
So come out and say what you
all
mean.
Right. Well, they don't know how to win. And this is something that I'm seeing with Cam Newton. And you can, you know, you can have your own opinion, obviously, on that. But look, first couple weeks of the season, dude played lights out balling.
Yeah.
Nobody had any tape on him.
Right.
Nobody knew what Cam Newton was about. Over the last several weeks, yards have come way down.
They have.
Interceptions have come way up.
Yep. You're right.
People are starting to get, oh, we know how to play this guy.
They're game planning.
We know how to play this guy now. Okay, look, when he does this, this is how he throws the ball. This is where he's going to go. This is what he's looking for. I suspect the Washington Redskins, one thing I will give the Shanahans.
They're well coached.
Is that they know how to look at game film and say, okay, this is how we're going to get after Cam. And I suspect the Redskins will find
out. Steven, that is a very compelling argument, and I would change my pick if I could. Possibly. Well, you've made me hem and haw on this. And if it becomes a default challenge game, I can't change my pick.
Right.
But you make a very good case. The Kansas City Chiefs 2-3 at the Oakland Raiders 4-2.
Raiders,
yeah, Raiders in Oakland 105.
Carson Palmer time.
And
I love Carson Palmer.
Now look, we like Carson a lot. We liked him at USC. We liked him his first few years in Carolina, at Cincinnati, which
you
say with the Bengals.
I don't have any boyfriends like you do, because now you got like three or four of them, from what I hear.
Nah,
if
you had one,
it would probably be Carson Palmer.
Well, that's because you go for the redheads.
He's not a redhead. That's Andy Dalton.
He's got reddish hair.
He's got a
I've never thought about it that way.
He's a blondie.
Sandy blonde?
Sandy blondie guy.
Sandy blonde rose-ish. I don't know. But, yeah, no, Carson seems like your kind of guy.
Carson's a good guy, though. You know, we're not like simpatico amigos or anything like that. But I like this move for the Oakland Raiders. What I don't like, and I feel really, really bad, for Jason Campbell, this kid's got to be the most unluckiest kid in the whole world. In the history of unlucky people in the entire world, the entire civilization.
Are you an unlucky football player?
As far back as you could possibly go, when you look at the number one seed of the unluckiest person in the world, right up there has got to be Jason Campbell. Poor kid.
Yep.
But I certainly like the infusion of the passing game now with Carson Palmer for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, you got to ask Hugh Jackson, how do you feel getting this lucky that your QB goes down with a collarbone break?
And you can bring somebody in like Carson
Palmer. And you can bring somebody in who was a Pro Bowler at one point.
Yep.
He wasn't his last several years. He was rather uninspired.
He was uninspired, though, but I think he was uninspired because of the location.
The environment was horrible.
It was the locale.
It wasn't Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the team.
Yeah, he had certainly fallen out of love.
Oh, Steven, that was freaking hilarious.
With
so we're watching Sky News, the whole thing about Gaddafi being dead. We're waiting for Obama to come. Well, Steven, apparently it was drizzling there in D.C.
Yes.
And so they just took the lens cover off the thing because they didn't realize that they were live. And so someone was squeegeeing the lens, and then he just took the whole thing off.
Nice.
On live TV. Quite good.
Nice.
Quite good.
Go.
Big fun.
Jeffrey, where I was I suspect that what he had fallen out of love with is he no longer liked what Marvin Lewis was doing.
Absolutely.
And he was done.
Absolutely.
It was very apparent when this year he's like, look, I'm either done or you trade me.
Yeah. Well, no, he actually said that.
We're not going to trade you. We do not do trades. You honor your contract.
So Mike Brown has become
honor your contract.
A Russian mafia guy.
Yeah, mafia boss. Yes, he was. Well, that's what it is. That's what he kind of.
Carson, we need to talk.
You come, must honor your contract.
Come, comrade. We must talk.
Comrade Palmer, you must honor your contract.
You have a duty to the peoples.
When you sign the contract with us, you must continue to play.
You do not work for the Bengals, you work for the peoples. And now I'm getting into an Arnold.
Yeah, now you're Arnold Schwarzenegger Russian.
I'm quickly becoming...
Arnold was not a Russian.
The Austrian version of the Soviets. Bad
but
accents
now
are done.
We are going to trade you, and you get to go with California.
To go to California and be with Maria.
So over there he is.
I'm right here. Kill me.
I'm right here. In California. Anyways, Carson Palmer's going back really home. He's going back to California.
We don't got a team, so he's coming back as close
so
as he can.
So you're getting a quarterback who's pretty good. You're getting a quarterback now who's happy.
Yeah,
and you got some guys who – look, Darius Haywood-Bey all of a sudden is showing life.
Yeah.
You can stretch – guess what, Jeff? You can stretch the field now with Darius Haywood-Bey.
You can hand
really
the ball to Darren
Campbell.
McFadden, and they have to respect the pass.
Yes, and now Darren McFadden's running the ball. I like the Oakland Raiders. Kansas City, Todd Haley – watch your back. Hot seat. We talked
hot
about
seat.
It earlier in the 5-minute football fix. Hot seat. Watch it because Todd Haley, there may not be happy with you.
Time for the four games of importance. Ding, ding.
Wow, that was a slow, weak ding, ding.
Because you're wrong.
You can't
so
do
good.
Anything.
Well,
you can't do them all. I'm going to have to put it all together and do it by myself.
Okay. I'll be at the pub.
Seattle 2-3 at Cleveland 2-3. Why is this not a nap game?
Because there would be too many of
there
them.
There you go.
We were in danger of having a record-setting 7 nap games.
Yeah, we couldn't do that.
And
so
that just seems – that's wrong.
It did seem
so
wrong.
So we had to find some teams that were just – some games that were just horrible, and such as Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. Okay, there's good enough reason. Those are the only games on. So those don't get to be nap games anymore because they're the only games on.
Well, this is an early game.
I want that dessert, Steven.
On Fox.
Yum. Where
don't
do I get
look
that?
At the
it's
television because you're making me hungry. I'm still a little hungry.
Sorry.
Seattle at Cleveland. Look, I'm taking the Cleveland Browns. This look, because I've reached the point of the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Where either you win or I'm jumping off.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not. You know this. There's only one team where I will stay on the bandwagon even through all kinds of disasters.
And
we know what that team is.
That team.
Right. Now, other teams that I jump on bandwagons, I'm not staying on too long if you start losing.
My love for you is waning.
It is
fickle.
So,
but you know what? So be it.
So I'm starting to get a little fickle here with the Cleveland Browns. I tell you what, you can beat the Seattle Seahawks at home in Cleveland with the dog pounding and yelling for you, I'm done. So I've got the Cleveland Browns.
Well, you roll with that, and that now gives me a choice. That would make me have to take
you
Seahawks.
Take Seattle?
Never mind. I'm taking the Cleveland Browns. We all know what happens anytime the Seahawks are involved.
I was like, you're taking the Seattle Seahawks?
I'm kidding.
Please.
I joke.
Okay, you joke.
I
all right. The St. Louis Rams looking for a win at 0-5.
Will not find
to
it.
Dallas to face the Cowboys, who are 2-3. And need of a victory. The Cowboys are 12-point favorites.
You did not
I don't know about
that
all that. I'm sorry. The Cowboys are 12-point favorites.
Yeah, I was looking at that line and really wondering about that. What are your thoughts,
Cowboys
Homer?
No, the Rams got nothing.
No, I'm talking about the line. I'm not talking about who's going to win.
Cowboys going to roll.
So you say give 12 points?
Yes, they will. It's not going to be close.
Wow.
This
so
is
you were
be,
saying the line seemed
gonna
a little
be,
extreme.
Look, this is going to be a – look.
A shootout Jason Garrett, at the Cowboy
no,
Stadium.
Jason Garrett is – check this out. 2 weeks ago, before their bye, 3 weeks ago, before their bye, 24-point lead. I'm going to keep throwing the ball. Oh, man, we lost it. Man, I should have been more conservative. Last week, 3-point lead on the road against New England. I'm going to run the ball.
I'm going to be really conservative.
Ooh, I was way too conservative. Maybe I should have thrown the ball a little bit. I suspect
in
all of
middle,
that gets all taken care
lies
of this week.
The truth.
This week, we're going to go out. We're going to smack them around for three quarters. We're going to build a big lead. Then you get the conservative, which you should have done, and they're going to learn that's how you build a big lead. That's how you keep a big lead. And then I suspect that they're going to put a lot of pieces together over the next couple weeks because they get cupcakes for a while.
They do have a very soft schedule in the next few weeks.
As a matter of fact, NFL.com has an article about the Cowboys and why they believe the Cowboys are going to win the East.
Because it's kind of up for grabs.
They say Cowboys up. They say a strong defense and an easy schedule, which I would say a cupcake schedule, could give the Cowboys a course for an easy NFC East title.
So yeah, they have had an extraordinarily difficult opening schedule.
It started difficult, 2-3. You would have hoped they could have been 3-2 coming out of that, but now it's time to run the tables. I like the Cowboys.
Poor St. Louis.
And I like them big. the Rams, we don't even know if Bradford's going to play. He's still in a boot.
Yeah, that's really –
He's saying that he hopes to play. We know what that means. That means it's
Steven
coach.
Jackson is back, though. So, I mean,
and Steven
things
Jackson,
aren't looking completely down
and
there.
And Steven Jackson, in the past, Jeffrey, I would be a little concerned because Steven Jackson has a way of sticking it to the Cowboys because he believes the Cowboys, they didn't draft him.
Right, they gave
and,
up
and,
on
you know, he didn't like that. He didn't take it personally. But you know what? This Cowboys defense, you can't run on them. I don't care who you are.
Right.
So there you go. The Indianapolis Colts at 0-6, another team desperately looking for a win.
They moved up in the powerful rankings.
Traveled to New Orleans to face the New Orleans Saints. Saints 3-2, disappointing loss against Tampa Bay last week. Football night in America on NBC. The Saints are 14-point favorites. I'm rolling with the New Orleans Saints. I am done. Change. You will not see an official pick change. I'm not taking Indianapolis this week. I'm not taking Indianapolis next week.
I said they
I'm
moved
not taking
up in my
Indianapolis.
Power rankings.
I don't care about your power
what
rankings.
What if they happen to be playing the Dolphins?
I would take the Indianapolis.
See? I told you.
Yes.
That's because
but they're not.
My
they're
new,
playing the
new
30-second Orleans Saints
team
coming off a
is
game
Miami.
That they're going to be angry that they lost to the Bucs. I suspect Sean Payton will be able to coach this game from a bus or something. I don't know. He's going to have a
helicopter.
Will he be
an unmanned drone.
How's he going to coach this game?
Unmanned
drone. You and your unmanned drone today.
Well, that's oxymoronic. You can't have an unmanned drone.
They're unmanned drones.
But he'll be in one that will make it manned, unmanned. See, it was a joke.
I get it now. I thought you were still talking about us just, sending unmanned drones and blowing up people. If they don't do what we want them to
anything
do.
Anything like that. It was dinner conversation.
Oh, is that what it was?
And it was
not to be repeated.
Well, it wasn't meant
nigh
to be taken
to be
seriously.
Nigh to be repeated.
It was I was explaining why people hate Americans. I was not endorsing it.
Because we say we'll just send an unmanned drone and blow you up.
Just blow you up.
Stop talking smack, or we'll just send one of our unmanned drones. Okay?
Yeah, be
you. I got New Orleans. I suspect you got the Saints.
Well, look, New Orleans are a metal team.
Do we know if Sean Payton is a bit? How the heck are they? Where are they?
They're number six.
Man, I don't get your thing at all, man.
Don't get my thing. Belongs to the Mississippi.
We both have the New Orleans Saints.
Obviously, we do.
Much. The final game of importance, the Baltimore Ravens playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, Monday Night Football, and ESPN has got to be thinking to themselves, how the heck do
we
keep
getting
stuck with these games? I'm sure it looked pretty interesting when the schedule makers put out the schedule, but 4-1 Baltimore is going to go into Jacksonville and tear them up.
And John Gruden says, I got a brand new contract for this?
Five
you got to promise five more
years
of this.
Of this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well,
and you know what? I suspect Gruden's like, yeah, that's pretty good.
I think John would much rather cover good games.
I'm sure everybody wants to cover good games, but Gruden is very happy.
He is
in the booth. He don't have to coach.
He's good at it.
He don't have to worry about the million-dollar prima donnas crying for footballs. You know, remember he had Keyshawn Johnson on his team.
Yeah.
Once,
So throw me the damn ball.
Throw me the ball, Philly. Speaking of throwing the ball, Jeff.
Rugby players
UK,
can't throw footballs.
No, they can't. They can't. They can catch them, though. UK Bucks.
Right.
Fan club is playing the Bears.
Right.
UK Bears
right.
fan club.
Right.
Wembley. I think I'm going to throw the rock for them.
So, Steven,
I'm going to throw the rock for UK team.
I have it here on Facebook.
What?
Jeff dressed for a bet at Penny Hill Park yesterday? Hope you're having a great time in dear old. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, someone thought you were dressed a little weird.
I dressed how I dress.
That yesterday.
Did I dress strangely?
Well, you had the kind of like the shirt and the scarf and the hat and the.
Would I wear that in America if
no,
it was cold?
No, you would not wear it in America. I don't believe so. No. Or I haven't seen it outside.
What did I wear when we were in Big Bear? I wore a scarf and I wore a hat.
Yeah, but not that hat. You wore like a.
No, that's the hat I would wear.
Really?
I had my Indiana Jones hat.
No, you had.
I wouldn't wear that one in the
snow.
You
had like a Russian hat when we were.
I've got my Russian fur hat, but that's as a joke.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
I don't know what they're talking about. Okay. Maybe we'll ask it.
Anyways,
ask David, say, whoa.
In this thread is. I'll throw the rock for the Bucks team, Steven says. You'll kick some booty with me throwing the rock. And then somewhere it says, did Steven actually say?
Did he say?
Did you really just offer to play quarterback for the Bucks UK touch football team? This Paul Stewart.
Sure. They would dominate.
Did you discuss this with Alex?
Who's Alex?
The guy with the Bucks.
Oh, the mascot. No, the Bucks
Not
mascot.
Not the mascot, no. Although that was fun. We met the Bucks mascot.
Well, that's the picture that's up on Facebook. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy that's been out at Bucks practice. Alex.
Paul. That's Paul.
The same guy?
Yes.
Okay, that's been out
it's
at Bucks
Alex.
Practice.
It's not Alex. It's
Paul. I'm sorry, Paul. I thought
Paul
your name was Alex.
See?
I'm apologizing.
I know. Good.
Bad
apologize.
With names.
Paul's been very nice to us. I'm
of
looking forward to the dinner.
So Paul invited you to play quarterback.
Well, we were talking about it, and they're going to do it, and Neil Reynolds was going to play for them. So I was like, man, you need me to be the quarterback.
Neil was going to play?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, hey, you need me to throw the rock. What if Neil Reynolds going to be on your
what
team?
What position is Neil going to play?
I don't know.
You know what he should play?
Wide receiver?
A lineman. He should move the little flags, the line judge. Neil
the
would be good
gang.
At that. He's tall.
He should be the chain
yes.
gang. He's moving the chains.
He weighs what? 10 stones?
You got the Baltimore Ravens.
That was a joke. There are 10 stones.
He does. 4 stones. What are you talking about?
He's 6'5", weighs 4 stones.
6'5", 4 stones. What is 4 stones, anyways?
Yeah, I'll
you got to find that out now.
Actually, no. Steve.
But are you taking Baltimore?
Of course I am. Why,
okay.
why wouldn't I?
I'm just making sure.
What's next?
Nap games.
Bing, bing. Doing it
See?
All now, huh?
See? Now that's how you do it.
56 pounds.
All right, give him at least 100.
100
give
stones?
Give him at least 100.
That's too much. That's 1,400 pounds.
No, 100 pounds.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Give him at least 100.
That would be seven.
Seven stones.
Seven stones.
He's 6'5", weighs 7 stones. We are some crazy folks. The Pittsburgh Steelers in the first snap gain at 4-2 travel to Arizona. 1-4, Ken Wisenhunt goes up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He used to be a part of that team.
Larry
and
Fitzgerald
you know what's gonna happen?
Says, why don't I have any help?
Pittsburgh's going to get some.
How is it that Pittsburgh is only favored by 3.5 in
well,
Arizona?
You see, what happened was the Pittsburgh Steelers sort of kind of been Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde from week to week. 1 week, they're getting slapped around. The next week, they're doing the slapping around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1 week, 1 week, and 1 week, and it's like.
I thought maybe it was a Super Bowl flashback. And they're like, you know, Arizona looked pretty good in the Super Bowl. It's not even close to the same team.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., we're still waiting for President Obama, expected at 1900 hours. This is the
That's
where they took
minutes.
Off the lens.
That's in 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to have to be done by then, anyways.
Yes.
Not
we
just
do.
For the president.
Anyways, I've Although got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look,
the
Arizona Cardinals.
I don't know what. Larry's
at
right.
At one point, I thought Arizona could possibly win this division.
I was
After
sure they would.
Watching them continue to lose.
When they lost
and
in
lose
Seattle.
Horrible. And I picked that game.
Yeah.
I took Seattle in that
yeah.
game. When they lost to Seattle, that definitely showed me Yeah, this team
put a fork
good.
In them. They're done. This will be a 1 o'clock game on CBS for those unfortunate enough to have to watch it.
People, in case you didn't catch that.
That's right.
They're done.
Now the Denver Broncos at the Miami Dolphins because it's on the schedule. Denver is number 23 in my powerful rankings, and Miami, of course, is the new 32. So that is why I'm taking the Denver Broncos, Stephen. In an upset of massive proportions, this is the definition of a nap game. Stephen, please wake long enough to make your pick.
What happened? I was being
just say Denver.
I was being
and
Harry
let's move
Belafonte
on.
There for
oh, Harry Belafonte.
Wake
God.
Up! Wake up! She was telling. She was trying to wake him up. And
okay, YouTube Harry Belafonte interview. Sleep and you will enjoy yourself. It's
so
sad.
They do a cross. The hair ball, they're obviously going to ask him some questions.
This is what Steve and I do on TV every week, only there's two of us, so we can't fall asleep.
So they go, they cut to him.
Harry.
He's just sitting in
Harry,
the chair.
Harry? Harry. Can somebody go in and wake
she's
Harry?
Like, Harry, wake up, please. Harry, wake up. And she couldn't. They had to cut away from him and drop the story.
They didn't drop the segment. They talked about his book.
Oh, did they talk
in
about
his
it without
book,
him?
He talks about this. And he tells this great story.
So they continue to talk about what they were going to talk about.
Yes.
Okay,
so you got Denver or Miami?
I've got the Denver Broncos. Miami's game winning the game this year.
We want to say to John Beck, who's quarterbacking this Miami Dolphins team this
Matt
week?
Moore.
Matt Moore, good luck.
Well, this does feature, you know, Matt Moore versus Tim Tebow.
And this is the big
Tebow.
Tebow coming and we want to go home.
Is that a little Harry Belafonte right there?
That's
Tebow.
Tebow.
He said Tebow. Tebow come and they want to go home. You know, Miami's going to honor him. It's Gator Day.
I know.
It's Gator Day
as
in Miami.
As if Tim didn't need more reason to roll and to have a great day.
You know what, Tim Tebow, it was a little funny. He had a quick quote. He says, Jeffrey, he says in the game, that the offense that they're going to run, it's not going to be any different than what you've seen from Denver. I'm like,
really?
Then no Brandon Lloyd.
Then you're going to lose.
Probably.
You're going to stand in the pocket and get hit like Kyle Orton did?
Happen.
I would hope not.
All right, then finally, the last game, we got to get out of here. The Green Bay Packers at 6-0 face the Minnesota Vikings at 1-5. Christian Ponder is making the start for the Vikings. Ouch.
Good luck.
Everyone
said they will not start Ponder before they beat Green Bay.
They're going to start Ponder.
I
Jeffrey.
Said they started him last week. Started him last week.
You know
week.
Why they're starting Ponder? Because, you know, it's Ponder time.
It's Ponder time, and ponder that. Green Bay, 9-point favorites on the road in Minneapolis. We both got Green Bay.
This might be the challenge game because I think Minnesota, Christian Ponder is going to come out. I can't even say it.
Default challenge game is the Washington Redskins at Carolina Panthers.
Man,
I've got Carolina. Steven has to take an NFC
into
East team.
Washington Redskins in a challenge game. Man.
And in Eliminator, we really love the Cowboys this week. How can you not?
Because I tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb here. This is how confident I am that the Dallas Cowboys are going to win this football game. Jeffrey, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys lose this game to the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
I'm done with them.
Not really.
Done.
Okay.
No, I want you to time stamp it. The Cowboys lose to the Rams.
1 minute.
In this
one
game.
1 hour, 3 minutes.
I'm done with the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. My lock of the week, I love Pittsburgh and giving 3.5 points at Arizona.
I think that's
a good
lock.
We don't
talk about that on air, though. We discussed that off air.
I know. But I'm just decided.
I've just decided.
That's the lock I like. I roll that way now.
You like the Steelers to crush Arizona by more than 3.5.
Yeah, just at least 6 points.
Okay.
At least six in the line's 3.5.
We will talk about it offline because
– Well, let's go have a drink and talk about it.
There you go. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Out!